This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Welcome to the Dollar Store. I'm Trent. I am the Dollar Store operator. If you have any questions about anything in the store, come and see me.
Whoa, Trent, you're coming on a little hot. I've never seen you here before. Are you new?
Yeah, this is actually my first day at the Dollar Store. I come from the big city, actually. I used to work in a $10 store.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to poke around and I'll let you know if I need anything. Oh.
And attention. Attention on deck.
Sir, yes, sir.
I am the Dollar General, of course. Let me inspect what you're buying here, ma'am. Ma'am, it looks like you're buying.
Everyone knows you, sir.
Looks like you're buying tomatoes from a dollar store.
Yeah, this is a basket. That's not
tomatoes. I know what a basket is, ma'am. I know what
a basket is. Is that good
improv? At ease. What does that mean, at ease? Does that mean,
I was sick,
but I don't
he's
know
riffing.
What it means. What else? What else? Anybody here? Anybody else here eat tomatoes?
Woo!
Isn't it weird? Thank you. Where are you from, ma'am?
The big city.
Me too.
Can't really riff off a nondescript big city. You ever notice how? Can you say which big city, ma'am?
The one that's close to us.
Oh boy, that could
pardon me, General. I think you're getting the light. I think you're getting the light from the back.
You should
walk
into
it. Oh no, it's a sniper.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron. These are my two uncles.
Dogs.
Yeah, thank you.
Dogs.
Aaron, be careful about wishing for uncles on this show.
GPC and Addle. GPC and Addle. Do you want to try your best British accents? I'm sure no one will hear them and judge them.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's quite necessary. I think the time that we had Ethan Lawrence on the Patreon kind of showed us that we don't do that kind of stuff very well anymore. But I would like to introduce our guest.
Agreed. No. I think that is Aaron. I think that is absolutely disgusting, and I think you should Bridgerton your ass straight to jail.
Should Bridgerton me? I think you should Bridgerton you.
Well, before our guest leaves, I'll go ahead and introduce him. We are so lucky to be joined by Jasper Cartwright of the Three Black Halflings podcast. Jasper, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey, everyone. And I'm loving the fact that Addle went straight for the Hogwarts school preppy version of English. Look, it's just me. I'm just hanging around casting some spells. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, I suppose I must not come to Hey Riddle Riddle.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Jasper, thank you so much for being here. Before we get into the riddles, what is your relationship with riddles and puzzles like? Do you like them? Do you hate them?
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. This is very cool. I was actually trying to think about this in preparation to try and come up with a half decent answer.
That's smart. That's really smart.
Yeah. It was until I realized I still couldn't think of one.
If it makes you feel better, half decent answer should be the name of this podcast. Wow. Because we are all
like,
just to put you at ease, we are very bad at riddles.
Mm. Oh,
so
good.
Just so you know,
I did listen to a couple of episodes. I will say it did put me at ease. To use a phrase.
Oh yeah,
we're only getting worse.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say that me and my partner, big, like, escape room fans. Mm. And normally the riddle is, like, my domain. So I'm, like, logical puzzles and riddles, and then she's on, like, sequence stuff. Like, she's really good at seeing that thing. So, I generally quite enjoy them. I use them a lot in my D&D campaigns because I think it's a nice way of, like, lifting us out of, like, turn-based, doing the same thing all the time. It's a nice way of being like, hey, I'm going to engage you in a different way kind of thing, give you, you know, a different kind of thing to think about. I really enjoy, like, like going from, like, a physical puzzle to, like, spatial puzzle into, like, a really, like, difficult riddle is quite fun. And to go, like, all the way back, I think my, like, earliest memories, I can't even necessarily remember what it was from, but I'm just picturing giant sphinx possibly made of sand doing a riddle, and it's like from an animated show I remember watching as a kid. It's not Aladdin, because I know that one, obviously. That's, you know, but there's another one, and I know that someone's gonna be screaming it into their headphones.
Everyone's
so I apologize.
Like, Aladdin!
It's Aladdin.
You watched Aladdin.
There's Aladdin. So yeah, I mean, I remember that very, very, very distinctly, and always thought it was very, very cool. So yeah, I've always thought that riddles are pretty sweet. I'm either like insanely good or terrible. Like I'll either get there within 10 seconds, or I'm not gonna get there. Even and you'll probably have to explain it to me. Even once you say it, I'll be like, still not getting there. I'm sorry. It's just my brain's not working that way around, I guess.
That's pretty safe. That covers all of your bases. I'll either get it or I won't, or...
JPC, the Brits don't have baseball. You can't say cover your bases.
Hey, we have rounders, so back off. Okay. Rounders is exactly the same. It's just we hit it less hard and we play in school.
Wait a minute. Jasper, sorry, JPC, we have rounders as well. Matt Damon, John Malkovich, Pierre Detmian, his Mian.
We both have rounders.
Jasper, the question that I always ask all of our British guests is, so British comedy is my favorite. What comedians did you grow up loving or you love right now?
Lenny Henry, very big fan of Lenny Henry, and I'm just so glad to be seeing him getting his flowers now in, like, the Rings of Power series and stuff like that. So dope. He's, like, a really big kind of just... He was, like, one of the first, like, black guys I saw on TV, and, like, he was kind of, like, you know, unapologetically doing it, you know, but, like, for him, for himself, and he had his own show, which was kind of huge.
Yeah.
Big Lenny Henry fan, and kind of came full circle because I ended up signing with his sister, was my agent for a while.
Cool.
Very, very cool. Lenny Henry definitely was a big one growing up. And then now, there's a guy called Munya who does the most hilarious, like, kind of political, like, satire videos. Like, they're like little, like, kind of TikTok, like, music videos. I will send you some of them after this or whatever, because they are outrageously funny. And basically he'll take, like, something that's happened, like, in the news. So you might not know, there's this guy called, like, Matt Hancock, right?
And fans of Matt Hancock on this podcast.
terrible. I might have to leave, but no. But like, basically, it was like he like announced that he was like going into the jungle, and within like 2 hours, this guy had posted a full music video cover of about Matt Hancock going into the jungle. It's one of the funniest things I've seen. He's an absolute genius. So yeah, he's definitely up on this list.
Ooh, we are doing parodies this year, musical parodies. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is our year of musical parodies.
We'll definitely have to watch that.
All the recommendations.
I'm so glad I asked. Well, without any further stalling, unless anyone wants to talk about their favorite color or
green.
Favorite kind of pie.
Red. pumpkin. Apple.
Great.
Oh, I could be swayed by pumpkin. Sorry. This, like, I know I'm going off a tangent, but legitimately, I had pumpkin pie for the first time in America a couple months ago.
That's what we have.
Yeah. Yo, Yo, that's it's good.
It's fantastic. It's a perfect, like, I feel like it's a nice balance between sweet and savory. You can top it with whipped cream to make it sweet, but I feel like otherwise it's not cloyingly sweet. You were in America. Were you in the big city?
I did. Well, okay. So the big city, there's a few they could be. So you might have to narrow it down a little for
the
me.
The one closest to us.
Yeah. Like big city.
I don't know. Oh, closest to you. No, I wasn't there actually. No.
Oh, boo.
I'm saying that with absolutely zero basis of knowledge.
Where did you visit?
Yes, I was in Philadelphia.
The second biggest city.
San Fran and LA.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got confused. It was the second biggest. I apologize.
Jasper, for a little peek behind the curtain, there's a secret to American cuisine which makes it taste so good. I will go ahead and spoil it now. It is GMOs. Nothing that we eat here is real at all. So that might be why you had a pretty nice tasting pumpkin pie here in America.
Yeah. It's so funny looking at the list of ingredients of the same like confectionery when I get home. I look at the same ingredients, like I kept some of the wrappers and stuff, and I looked at them, I was like, man, there's a reason these taste different. Yeah. that's wild.
Big shout out to Yellow 5, Red 6, and Blue 2. Your food.
My favorite program.
Somehow your food. Yeah. Shout out.
Like, I love it when it just says on the back, flavor enhancer. I'm like, what in the hell is
why not?
That?
That's
like,
rat poison.
Yeah, basically, but it must taste good, right?
Tastes great. The rats sure like it.
So we're going to return to our new segment, Molly's Riddle Book.
Oh, it's nice.
Time for Molly's Riddle Books.
All right, so we are back to the little riddle book from Molly. Here's our first riddle.
Okay.
Put two and two together and make more than four.
Wow. Put two
smartasses answering quick, thinking they're freaking at it.
You threw me off then. I had it, and then you said four, and then I was like, now all I can think about is four.
So here's what you do. Aaron, this is, it is embarrassing how easy this is for me.
Sure. So simple.
Everyone sit down and watch a master at work. So four plus four. I'm sorry, I already messed it up. Two plus two.
You're going to take masterful, indeed.
Listen to a master at work. Yeah. Four plus four. Sorry.
Hold on. Wait. Four plus four is eight, which is more than four. So I did it. Two plus two. Take the plus sign. Turn it ever so slightly. 45-degree tilt. Suddenly it's an X. Roman numeral X, of course, stands for 10. Four, 10. Four.
But then if you've got four, you tilt the middle two, then you just do one times one, which is one.
Okay, Jasper's immediately poked holes in my
solution. What you do, Aaron. This is so simple, a child could figure it out. You take the first two, then you take the second two, and you flip it so it's a mirror image. You overlay them on top of each other. That's an eight. There you go. Now you got eight, which is more than four.
And 7, 8, 9, now we're at nine.
That can't be right. Jasper, any thoughts?
That's not right. I think the thing is, these two children can't get there, but like, you know, dad's in the room now, he's here to tell you the way you do this is it's so simple. You just stack all of the ones on each other.
Oh, I really thought you were going to have
drunk.
It.
and then you have a big one. And everyone knows a big one is more than four.
As Teddy Roosevelt once said. Jasper, tell us about British numerals. Now, they're a little different from American numerals.
Are they?
Well, they're bigger. It sounds.
I want you guys to get this one. Put two and two together and make more than four.
I got it.
Yeah.
So if you take, you didn't say put two, and you said put two and two together. You didn't say put two and two numbers wise. If you put two bunnies and two bunnies, give it 6 weeks, you're going to have 40 fucking bunnies.
That was literally where I was going. That was 100% where I was going. Yeah.
Aaron, have you ever heard of the term fuck like rabbits, my dear?
No. Unfortunately, this riddle is not about bunny sex.
Sex.
No, that seems overly complicated. No, that can't be it.
Aaron, is it as simple as, is the number that's bigger than four 22? Are you just putting two right next to two?
Yes.
Huh.
Huh. Wow.
Oh, everyone's mad at me. I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No. I'm mad at JPC.
That's wow.
We should have all gone down with that ship, and you chose to bail yourself out. Now we're left drowning on the duel, figuring out who's going to be on.
A rising tide sinks all people drowning in the ocean.
Yeah, thanks.
A rising JPC sinks all ships.
Yes.
And you're a rising Aquarius?
I'm a JPC rising Scorpio.
Mercury rising.
I'm an Aaron Addle rising. So that's my Hey Riddle Riddle sign. All right, let's see. Why is a clock like a river?
Oh, so many ways. So you read my book of poems, Aaron.
Because time flows in one direction?
Wow.
Ooh, look at that. That's pretty good.
That's really good, but it's not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, I give up. I quit. I'm out. That's all I had.
If Jasper's organizing a walkout, I'm also going.
Yeah. No,
I'm also walking off the job. Takes out hammer, throws hammer at wall.
Jasper's ripping off his headphones. He's getting on one of those bicycles that has a big front wheel and a tiny back wheel. Called Hurly Burly? What are those called?
A Humdinger? A Humdinger? Are you just picking words that sound vaguely old-timey English? Can we get it one more time? How is a clock or a clock?
Why
is a clock like a river? Because
this is a shit riddle and a shit answer. And keep in mind, this book was written in like 1950.
They both have beds. Do you have a bed for your clock? A quick sanity check. Everyone puts their clocks. Clock to bed, right?
You gotta tuck your clocks in.
Yeah.
Kiss it at noon. You go, good night.
Yeah, kiss it at noon, kiss it at midnight. Clocks work on a 12-hour cycle, so they have basically twice as many days as us. And if you're a hustler and you're a grinder out there, you will live a clock lifestyle, and then you have an extra 7 days every week.
How angry I am at JPC?
For
whatever that
Jasper,
was.
Jasper, you're fitting
first of all,
fantastic
healthy and you're doing
here,
it
yeah.
right.
First of all, I lifted that directly from a Matt Hancock video, okay? So I am learning the grind.
I'm going to double down. You're just making me double down right now.
Your hint is that just imagine clocks in like the 1950s. These are old clocks.
Oh, full of mercury.
Oh, okay.
Rising.
So they have grandfathers, like rivers, because a river's grandfather is clouds.
What can a river do?
What can't it do?
Anything. Aaron, anything.
I'm going to just give it this
to you. It whines. Aaron, it whines?
You wind a clock in a river.
Because it won't run long without winding.
Adult, congratulations. That was incredible. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to see a scene. Hold on.
I answered a riddle right, and Jasper said, fuck you. And then Adult answered a riddle right, and Jasper said, congratulations?
Yeah.
Am I being pranked?
JPC, I see nothing here. I think you're making something out of nothing.
That
and I think I just need you to... I need to take it out a few notches, if that's okay.
Right. JBC, you're acting
just wind
crazy.
That clock back a little bit. Wind that clock back a little bit, and just think
this
about what you
said. This sucks, because I'm not smart enough to know what's happening.
I'd like to see a scene. Mm. Jasper, you are going to go visit your grandfather clock in an old folks' home, played by JPC.
Hi there, grandfather. Have they polished your hands? You're looking like...
Have
really
they? Clean. They've polished my hands?
They do. They have, yeah.
Told that damned orderly not to polish my hands. I like my hands dirty.
It's weird. It looks like they've permanently stuck your hands to 4:20. I don't know why they've chose. Let me see if I can... Hold on.
No. This is like a new thing for me. I'm the youngest grandpa in here, and so I'm trying to be like... I'm trying to like throw my hands in the air like a party grandpa. 4:20, you know?
Okay, sure.
Can I be honest with you, kid?
Yeah, okay.
I'm fucking like a rabbit in here.
What's fucking, Grandpa? What's
no risk either, because nobody's getting pregnant.
Mr. Williams, I'm not going to tell you again. Cover your cloak. Your chimes are showing.
Look, I'm not going to apologize. A dong's going to dong, you know?
Is that how it works? Okay, I guess I just need to show some people my chimes.
No, honey,
go wait in the car. I have to talk to my dad. Dad, what are you teaching my son?
Hey, you brought the kid here.
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, you brought the kid here.
Okay, I'm reading this next
riddle. And if you're listening out there, do not show your chimes to people.
Don't show your chimes to people.
It's consensual. I meant to mention to everybody that in this little riddle book... from the mm-hmm. past. It yes, has some of the most past. Insane, hilarious, and horrifying illustrations. This is one from before. It's a little angry chef. I love it.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to read you this riddle, and then I'm going to show you the illustration.
That looks like JPC. Is...
yes. Aaron?
Okay. I'm not smart enough to know how to counter that.
Aaron, can I say something brilliant?
Fuck.
Yes.
All books are from the past.
Whoa.
There's not a single book I've read that's not from the past.
When did I smoke?
Al, I can't. I don't know how to describe what's going on right now. But you're blowing my mind. You're just taking me to new places.
I don't understand how Adel is this sharp. I've been poisoning him. What is going on? Did I get the poison on my hands?
I was going to say, did you do that thing where you like switch the cup and you're looking down the cups like, oh, no.
I never look at the cups because I'm so scared of the poison. So I always have to do it with my eyes closed.
The poison that you've been giving me is what the exact ingredients to make bulletproof coffee. So just been enhancing my brain power.
Pouring poison into your cup and then taking the label off. There's a little piece of tape over it. It just says hand poison. And I'm like, oh, no, brother.
Oh,
God.
Mrs. Bigger had a baby. Who was Bigger?
Mrs. Bigger had a baby. Who was Bigger? They both were. Because that's their last name.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be the last name, yeah. Okay. Well, Mrs. Bigger,
important.
She's an adult.
Yeah.
Baby.
So, hopefully, Mrs. Bigger.
Is this riddle is an adult bigger than a baby? This is not an easy riddle.
No, Mrs. Bigger had a baby.
Yeah, but tell me
bigger.
I'm wrong, though.
You're not wrong.
Like,
you are right.
I'm wrong.
Riddles suck. Your
time also flows in one direction.
Yeah, come on. Aaron, what are we doing here?
I think I got this. Is this a Benjamin Button situation?
No.
Where he's a baby, but he's very like an old man.
No. The last name matters. Mrs. Bigger had a baby. Who was Bigger?
Did she name this kid Bigger?
No.
That's an insane name for a kid, but don't take it. Bibs.
You want it?
I want it.
Sounds like someone giving notes on a graphic design. Bigger.
I'm going to tell you. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Okay. The baby, because he was a little bigger.
Yikes.
How scary this picture is.
Ugh. Oh, is that
JPC,
a baby?
JPC, yeah. Why?
JPC, what are you doing?
Okay.
Why?
In my defense, I am going to name my baby Bigger.
Please do. I'll fully be in love with that. That'd be great.
Jesper, here's the first point. This is something we've been currently doing. This is the first point in the show where we're going to have a sort of community vote a la Survivor. Mm. So we're going to vote off one of the hosts. I'm going to make a case to vote off JPC.
Oh, seconded. Yeah, I don't even need to.
Okay.
Okay. So we do go to trial, right?
Well, unless you have an immunity idol, you are immediately gone.
Okay. What do I have on my desk? immunity idol. Immunity
Nothing, because you told me to stop sending you gifts, and now you regret it.
I have an immunity idol. I have a small under the desk space heater.
Oh,
fuck.
Technically an immunity idol. Vote myself out.
This is a tornado.
I would like to go eat jalapeno chips and stare out the window like a dog. If you don't mind.
Aaron, have you been feeding your dog jalapeno chips?
Yes.
I'll also go to vote myself off. It's 10:05 here in the UK. I could probably go and chill out, play some video games, wind down for the evening. You know, maybe crack a whiskey.
10:05. Grandpa's getting his clock hands up. Yeah, 10:05. Where's
everybody's
the party
trying to vote themselves off the show?
The chimes.
Oh, Jasper, what are you playing right now, by the way?
What am I playing right now? I'm playing For My Sins. I'm playing Last of Us again.
Wow, Last of Us again.
Like, as in, this is the third PS5? Time I've played through a different version of the same game, and I hate myself for it, but I can't stop because
that's Casey's favorite game. Casey loves
Casey Tony's. Casey's favorite game.
I got to interview someone on a new podcast I'm starting who worked on it, and I was just like, wow, you're so cool.
Tell me you got the naughty dog.
I did. I spoke to the naughty dog, but the thing is, what was really weird about the naughty dog, though, is it like seemed super out of breath, and it turns out it had been eating jalapeno chips for like 2 hours.
That's a naughty dog.
Like a dog.
Yeah,
kettle tummy.
Like, it was not happy. The naughty dog was a poorly dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was,
I don't know, man.
It was a...
Hey, that makes sense.
It was a sicky dog.
Naughty dog gonna do what naughty dog gonna do.
Yeah.
Aaron's staring out the window. She sees another woman eating chips.
They're only barking at each other because there's a barrier between them.
Can I go for a scene?
Yes.
Sorry, can I go for a scene? Yeah, I think Aaron, you have to be the other woman staring back at you, who is basically just seeing Aaron bark at her through a window for some reason.
Great.
And she's just sat on a park bench eating some chips.
You,
and maybe,
yeah,
Adel,
both...
you can play Aaron barking through a window.
Okay.
Let me upload my audio. Done with that episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. And now to have some pensive Aaron time. Let me just get to my favorite window. Of course, the kitchen window. Because it brings in the most sunlight. And eat some chips.
Crunchy, 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 crunchy chips in the what? Park. Crunchy, who? Crunchy, crunchy,
what?
Crunchy.
What the fuck?
Chips.
How am I out there as well?
Nom, 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 nom.
Opens window.
Nom.
Hey! Hey!
What the?
Hey! Aaron, Aaron!
Hello?
Hello? Up here.
Hey! Oh my god, you're eating chips too!
Of course, as errands do, let me turn you around and smell your chips.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we should kiss, right?
Well, I'm not your clone.
Oh.
You always kiss your clone. You never kiss another errand.
You don't want to just see?
Are you my clone?
Well, if the shoe fits.
Okay, let's kiss. But, twist. Let's kiss with chips in our mouth. Of course,
yes, yes, a thousand times, yes.
These are Cape Cod jalapeno chips. Let me.
And Cape Cod original flavor.
Crunchy kiss, crunchy kiss.
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she full of chips?
Isn't she?
Oh man.
I guess I could have let that go on.
That is so true, though. If I also saw a lady walking by eating the same chips as me, I'd start screaming out the window. I'd be like, "Oh my god!" okay.
Jesus Christ. Bringing like a bag of, like a full size bag of chips on a walk is insane.
That's you don't do that, chip walk?
Uh oh. Whoa.
Aaron, that feels like early pandemic.
You don't walk your chips? Now that's strong mid pandemic energy.
Yeah.
Putting a collar on like some Doritos and taking them for a walk, that's strong mid pandemic energy. Like, I was there.
I would never do a chip walk. I have done an Oreo drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just drive, think, and eat some Oreos.
Ooh, yeah. But do you deal with milk?
Absolutely. And I get milk all over my car. I ruin the interior of my car.
Car milk. Big glass of car milk.
That's fair, though. It's worth it. It's worth it.
There's a guy, and I'm not going to blow up anybody's spot. I will not say this man's name because I do not know it, who lives on my street, and he goes to work. He drives to work in the mornings, and he just has a mug from your kitchen full of hot coffee that he takes in his car. He does not have a car mug.
Insane.
There's no lid on it. He just gets into his car with a hot mug of full coffee.
That
the first time I saw it, I was like, am I living in a Twilight Zone episode?
Although
what the fuck
is
happening?
I did see a TikTok where someone did that and then put a Pringles can lid on top of the mug and it fit perfectly and they carried it around. So, pretty fun.
I feel like that's one of those TikToks that you're like, holy shit, what a great idea. I'm going to do that. And then you do it and then you look down at your mug of hot coffee and there's a melted Pringles can lid in your coffee. And you're like, oh yeah, I guess the internet isn't smart.
JPC poisoned my coffee.
There's just bits of Dorito floating in the top of your coffee. You're like, oh, okay.
Whoops.
I guess I didn't want this.
Coffee.
Yeah, I do Cool
I'll have
Ranch.
A nacho cheese medium roast. Yeah.
Grande Cool Ranch with oat milk, please.
No, don't speak this into existence, because it will be available in LA.
Yeah, Cool Ranch coffee. Dunkin' Donuts.
Shout out to Blue Six, Red Dye 4.
My favorite boy bands.
Okay, Jasper, I think you're definitely going to get this one.
Okay, come on. Here we go.
I never ask any questions, but I get a great many answers. What am I?
I think I know the
never
answer.
Never ask any questions. But
I have two guesses for this.
Book?
That's a great answer.
Oh, come on.
Really,
tell me. Like, just say Aaron.
Just say yes. It's a book.
I know.
Say yes. How hard would it be to be a book?
It's a valid answer, Aaron.
Aaron?
I'm the guest.
I'll accept it, but we also need another answer.
Okay, that's
Aaron,
fine.
Can we have a new catchphrase on the show? Say yes to the guests.
Wow.
Say yes to the guest. Are you saying yes to the guest? And then I go, I'm saying yes. I've watched so much Say Yes to the Dress. That's insane.
So topical right now because I'm getting married in 7 weeks. And
congratulations.
My fiance actually got her dress from Say Yes to the Dress.
Kleinfeld?
Like literally like an hour and something away from us here in just outside of Manchester. There's like a Say Yes to the Yes like shop where they film a bunch of the stuff. And that's where she got her dress from.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Was she on it?
No. She was just like, it's just like they have like a mad, like there's so many dresses in there. It's like,
I bet.
She had a great time. She had an absolute great time.
What's your favorite detail from your wedding that's coming up? Like what, is it the flowers or like a suit or what?
So we're getting married in this like dope converted barn, which has got these like floor to ceiling windows and that like up one side. And you can see into the kitchen where they do like a big like rotisserie like cooking because it's like a very foodie venue because we're like foodies. And then but my favorite thing is that at either side of where we get married, there's these two massive, they're like 8 foot tall candelabras, like black candelabras. And they're like, whoa. It's like so Game of Thrones. Wow. And we looked at them, we were like, oh, we can like take them out if you want to. Like they're a bit, and we're like, don't you dare.
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah, I guess you can deliver them to my house.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take them home. Like, if you want them, I'll take them. I don't know where they're going to go. But,
that's
like,
magical.
They are so cool. I genuinely think I'm going to get chills, like, seeing them all lit, like, on the wedding day. I was like, it's going to be so sick. So
everybody makes fun of my infinite black void back here, but guess what? I got 2 8-foot-tall candelabras back there, and they fit. Like a snug as a bug in a rug.
Yeah.
Jesper, please send us pictures of that wedding because I definitely want to see that space. And Aaron, can I ask you, when he said floor to window giant windows, did you immediately start to tear up because you imagine yourself looking out those amazing windows?
Yeah, I was like, maybe there's a lady eating chips out those windows.
Aaron, I'm going to take us to break with the answer, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Is it either a telephone or a doorbell?
It's a doorbell. See you after the break. Yeah.
Ding dong.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Grandmother's... Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big
Scuba
Daddy.
Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Can I ask what spaghetti is?
It's spaghetti, a big, dog? It's like a thin noodle.
No,
my dog is spaghetti. She's a German Shepherd mix, and she hates the fucking mail. And I think we just got some mail.
I love German Shepherds. They're my
favorite. She's a cutie, but she don't like it when people walk or talk or look at her house or you know.
That's kind of like her job. You know what I mean? Yeah, like she truly was kind of made to do that. That she's just doing a job. You know what I mean?
It's 4 p.m. and her shift just fucking started. So and it goes all night, baby.
She just punched in. And she is ready to go. She is fired up for this shift.
As you can probably tell, we are back from break. Did anyone eat anything good over our prep break?
I just put a couple Dunkin' Donut hash browns in my mouth.
Wow. Wait, but did you eat them?
Sorry, whoa, can I ask, what the heck is a Dunkin' Donut hash brown?
Ooh, I think Aaron, being from
Aaron's
Boston,
eyes
you are the most apt to describe what Dunkin' Donuts is.
I know what Dunkin' Donuts is. I've been to Dunkin' Donuts.
Gotcha.
What's the Dunkin' Donuts hash brown?
In the beginning, when Dunkin' Donuts first appeared in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Out of the primordial soup, back when Pangea was around. So a hash brown is just a little medallion of potato. It's like...
Oh, okay. So this, okay, that's like a hash brown. Okay. In my head, I was thinking it was some sort of donut-based snack.
Oh, no.
Called the hash brown, and I was like, wait, is there bread and potato? What's
Jasper,
going on?
Yeah, can I just say, you have an amazing read on Americans, because we do...
like perfectly plausible, right? That wasn't just me making something up. That was perfectly plausible.
I have had burgers here that are, instead of buns, it's Krispy Kreme donuts, so let's not get ourselves. We are monsters.
But yeah, wow, that sounds good, though.
Do you think I could go to Dunkin' Donuts, order a dozen donuts, and be like, hey, go ahead and fill in all those little holes in the donuts with hash brown rounds?
Just the little hash browns?
How many hash browns do I have to buy to top off?
Fill her up. Top it off.
There should be a name for that order. You're like, hey, can I have the worst thing on the menu?
Can I get the hash top, please? Can I get a dozen with the hash top?
Donuts with a hash top. I'm going to try ordering it and be like, oh, it's so weird at my other Dunkin' Donuts. This is just how
it's
I order
thing.
This.
It's just
that sounds
just
like a Drake
thing.
Lyric. I got that dozen donuts with a hash top.
I'm coming back to America in May. I will be trying to order a hash top.
Try a hash top.
Just say it with confidence and someone will make something happen.
And I'm also British, so like they'll probably be like, Pete, that's what he's talking about. Like, fine.
I think I just received a direct order from an Admiralty officer. I think I have to make it.
Is this the Dollar General?
I'm back.
Okay, cuties, back to riddles.
Aaron's
all right.
To a bunch of little tangerines.
You can't talk to me like that.
Yeah, you're a bunch of tangerines.
Okay, you're just sweet.
You're citrus fruits. You're so sweet.
Tangerine.
Yeah, tangerine. Oh, I regret this. I immediately regret it. Okay, so these next few riddles I think we've done before. So, Adel and JBC, you've got no excuse.
Okay.
What is the last thing you take off when you go to bed?
Your face.
Adam. Wow. We got him. He admitted it. He's an alien.
We got him.
We got
he's
him.
He's an alien.
We got him.
Yeah, Gemma, before she goes to bed, she's always like, let me take off my face.
Mm. Oh. Now, that is a thing that people say.
But you do that when you, like, you're completely naked, and then you take your makeup off? Like, do you mean? Like, that's the way you were imagining this?
Yeah, how am I going to get all my body makeup off?
Dude, and then you take...
I take a shower, but I've got it hooked up, so it's just a shower of nail polish remover. And I just douse myself.
Wow. Aaron, I think I have the answer. What is the last thing you take off before you go to bed? The edge. I have a bottle of bourbon next to my nightstand. Mm-hmm. I know my dreams are going to be stressful. I take a big 32-ounce gulp of that, and I sleep like a baby.
Done.
Oh, Aaron, I know this. The answer is you are a pilot, and the last thing that you take off is the plane. And then lights
you go to
out.
Sleep.
Yeah, because we all know the thing flies itself.
Yeah, they basically fly themselves these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, take the weight off my feet.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got it.
That is fantastic. Jasper.
Yes, your feet from the floor. Take off your feet from the floor.
Jasper.
Whoa.
Yes. Okay.
And we've done that, and I didn't remember it.
also, GPC, I don't want to I don't want to halt the show, but I do. You said the thing flies itself. Actually, Ben Grimm, when he becomes the thing, becomes very dense and heavy. Reed Richards still has to fly the plane, and if not, Sue Storm will. Human Torch obviously flies.
Invisible plane. He just drops right through the plane. He just drops right through the plane.
You think invisible means non-existent?
It's invisible. Check, please.
If the invisible man touches a tree in a forest,
yeah.
Does anyone?
Yeah.
Does the tree feel that touch?
How's he touching this tree?
I don't know. Riddle me that. You know what I'm saying?
Riddle me that.
What question can never be answered by yes, by saying yes?
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah. Yes.
How much do you weigh? Yes.
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 I think I know the answer, and it's kind of tied to the last one. Is that right,
Yeah.
Aaron? Is it, are you awake?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you asleep? Are you awake?
Are you asleep? Are you awake?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Are you awake?
Yeah.
Are you awake is the only question you can't answer with yes.
I do want to see a scene.
Great.
I talk a lot in my sleep, though, so I feel like that's...
You do?
No. Yeah. Anything good? Honestly, it's a freaking circus. My poor fiance has to put up with so much.
Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Honestly, no, but I'll wake up chatting, and I'm like, babe, I'm talking to her like this, and she's like, what are you talking about? And then I'll wake up halfway through the sentence and be like, ah, and go back to sleep, and she's just like, what the hell? Now I'm awake. And you've just rolled over and go back to sleep. You don't remember a thing. And I laugh at myself like, ha, I was sleeping. Like, and she's
oh
my God. Fully awake in the middle of the night. Yeah, I'm a nightmare.
Silly me.
Whoopsie. Just a silly tangerine.
Power through those next 7 weeks, Jasper. It'll be worth it. I do want to see a scene. Aaron and Jasper, you are a married couple. You're about to go to bed. Aaron, suddenly you have a bunch of questions you want to ask and a bunch of conversation starters. Jasper, you're kind of, just like you were saying, almost asleep, and then you kind of answer, but you're basically trying to end the conversation and go to bed.
Night, sweetheart. Yeah, okay.
Night. Psst. Do you think that if we were born 200 years ago, that we would still meet and fall in love?
Wait, sorry. What do you think? I was trying to sleep.
And also, if we met 200 years in the future, do you think we would still meet and fall in love, or do you think it was just our current circumstances?
Oh. I guess I'd probably say we're like soulmates, so yeah, we'd still be together.
Do
Don't worry about it.
Do you know that elephants are pregnant for 2 years?
Really? That's,
did you know that?
Yeah, I'd love to be asleep for that long. That'd
yeah,
be cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Does it hurt when you do this with your arm?
How are you doing that? How
it hurts. I don't know. It hurts.
No, sweetheart, don't do that. Please don't do that. Oh, okay. Please remove the... Okay. Let's just... Hey! You know, I was thinking, actually, did you know that elephants sleep for, like, 12 hours a day? Well, crazy. Okay. Night.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay.
And if you had to take one color out of the color wheel, what do you think people would be the least mad about losing?
I would currently take white out of the color wheel, which takes all color out of existence, which just leaves black behind my eyelids, just black. Let me see black. Now,
cool,
please.
Cool.
Well, I hope you got a good night's sleep, because I can't pilot the plane today, so you're going to have to step up, Mr. Co-pilot. Mm-hmm. And contrary to public opinion, these things do not fly themselves. They are so fucking hard to fly.
Jerry, why did we let my wife in the cockpit again? Like, I've told you, I just need
guys,
to sleep.
Guys.
Yes, we got sweetie, yes, hi.
Hi.
Mm. Yes, Sean's
if
wife.
If you were a smell... What smell would you be and why?
Easy apples.
Same. And of course, Aaron looks out the plane window and sees another Aaron on the wing of the plane eating chips.
Oh my gosh, like the Twilight Zone episode. Sean, I do that to my boyfriend every single night. There's no time on earth that I need more attention than when the 10 minutes of someone trying to fall asleep. I need it or I'll die. And
my fiance's thing is she loves me talking about football, as in, so for Americans, I mean soccer. She's like, it sends her straight to sleep. and I have a great old time just chatting football to myself. like I'm just there like, look, but if we're going to win the season, here's what we're going to need to do. And she's like, and I'm still there with like a tactics board in bed, like, yes, this is great.
She's snoring with her eyes open on her phone.
Yeah, nodding.
Erin, Mariah is the same way, where she loves like bedtime secrets. Like she loves like little chatter before bed. And I'm like, I can go to sleep right now. I can fall asleep right now if I needed to. Like, if my head hits a pillow, 90% chance I'm blacked out right there.
Yep. This is what needs to happen. Me and Mariah need to start FaceTiming at night. Bed secrets. We can bother each other.
Since everyone's divulging, I'll say something about Gemma, which is she'll say she's going to bed. She'll go upstairs, lay in bed. I'll be downstairs doing whatever. Suddenly, I'll get, over the next 4 hours, 500 little videos. And I reply to every single... I reply to every single one, going to bed, are we? And then she gets upset. She'll also every once in a while, every few months, I'll wake up and she's like upset with me. And it's because Dream Addle did something.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's like, I had a dream.
One.
I had an awful dream where you did XYZ. And I'm like, okay, but we're back in reality. So
I was mad at Sean for a whole day when he cheated on me in our dream. My dream. I was mad
in our dream. In our dream. She said our dream.
You share dreams. Aaron,
Sean,
share
I told
dreams.
Them. Run.
We share everything.
Sean, I caught you fucking around in our dream. It's like, I feel like there's three things that I shouldn't be in trouble for here.
One of my very close friends told me this story once. I think it's still one of the funniest things that's ever happened. He was dating someone for about like 2 or 3 weeks. They spent a night together. He woke up to her holding a pillow over his head. Not for like very long, like just for like a bit, right? Like for like enough to like wake him up and bother him. And he like woke up and was like, what the heck are you doing? What the heck are you doing? And she was like, you did that to me in my sleep, so I wanted you to see how it felt. And he was like, I'm leaving.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Genuinely one of the funniest things that I've ever. Oh, like, no. I was like crying because he was just basically saying how he was trying to get dressed, just trying to desperately try to explain to her why what she did was so wrong. Like, and she just wasn't getting it.
Wild.
Incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't Sean once throw you out the window or something because he thought he was a spy or a secret?
That's
agent?
Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, no, Sean, when we just stopped watching Mission Impossible because he thought he was a spy. I woke up and he was creeping along the side of the wall. And I was like, we live 10 stories up. This is not safe. No more Mission Impossible.
This is dangerous.
Before bed. We got to watch Mission Impossible in the daylight hours. Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that I've ever done, because I get this weird sleep stuff, where I woke up once, saw my now fiance getting sucked through a hole in the bed, and was convinced...
But that happens!
Right, exactly. That happens all the time.
Sleep holes.
Yeah.
But I was convinced that someone was going to kidnap her or was trying to kidnap her, so I got her out of bed, made her stand up against the wall. Bear in mind, we were like an Airbnb in like a random place that neither of us knew. Mm-hmm. Made her stand up against the wall... And then started looking under the bed, started looking in the cupboard, started looking in the bathrooms, all the while I'm asleep. I then start laughing, get back into bed, go to sleep.
And oh my God.
She doesn't sleep a wink for like 4 hours. And I wake up and she is just staring at me like, what is wrong with you, you little strange man?
That whole time she's staring at the engagement ring and she's like, it's nice, but it's not that nice.
It's not
nice.
That nice.
So, here's our next riddle. Are we ready?
Please. Yes. Yes.
What is found in the middle of both America and Australia?
Got it.
Colonizers.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is it the letter? Okay, let's see here. Is it going to be
criminals?
A letter, Aaron?
Criminals.
Is it the letter R?
Ooh, yeah.
Marsupials.
No, Adel got more. It.
No, I can do more.
I will say I'm prepping for a trip to Australia soon.
Shrubberies.
And I in every cocktail bar in America. I'm terrified of all the spiders and snakes in Australia.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of huntsman spider TikToks and those things are the size of a dinner plate. I'm terrified.
Yep.
You can hear them coming at night.
The size of a
dinner plate?
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. What did you say?
When I would fall asleep, I'd turn off the light and then I'd hear.
Yeah.
Turn it back on.
Are you joking
and be like, oh, where is it? No, I'm not kidding.
Are they wearing shoes?
Yeah,
tap shoes.
Yeah, little. They got little booties, like big old workman's so boots. Yeah, with the steel toe caps.
Steel toed shoes. Yeah.
You know it.
They kill poisonous spiders though, Adel. So they're not.
I'm spidering here.
Aaron, yeah. How many? When you lived in Australia, how many snakes and spiders did you see daily?
So many. Well, I told you one time I saw a spider eating a snake in a cave, and I was like, I have to go home.
No.
Was it a sex thing?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
Obviously. Yeah. My first night I was in Australia, my cousins took me for a walk. They were like, oh, yeah, let's go for a walk, mate. This'll be fine. I didn't realize that they refer to themselves as this as well, so I'm not trying to be offensive. They refer to themselves as bogans, which is basically like rednecks, but for Australians.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, let's go for a walk. And I was like, okay, but isn't it like kind of dangerous outside? And they were like, yeah, that's the fun. And I'm like, okay. And then we're just walking along. And at one point he just goes, whoa. And I'm like, okay, what's that? And he gets his phone torch out, like holds it up like close to his face. And literally like, I'm trying to do like a width of my hand away from his face is this black and white striped spider. Not very big, and he takes a picture and shows me on his face, like, that's the second most poisonous spider in the world. That'll have you dead in 10 minutes. And I was like,
no!
What? Why am I here? This is horrendous.
Truly,
this is the worst thing I've ever done.
Truly, that continent does not want anyone to live on it. Like, it's a fight between... I saw a video somewhere where it was like an Australian woman near the water, somewhere in Australia, and she goes, keep in mind when you come to Australia... Always stay 20 feet back from the water's edge because the crocodiles will launch themselves out of the water to eat you. And I'm like,
it's Jurassic Park over there. Good luck.
Are you joking?
Fully.
I did not know that crocodiles launch themselves to eat humans out of the water. That is...
Yeah.
No. Now, crocodiles are fucked up, and we have crocodiles here as well, and people like see crocodiles, and they see that they're like, oh, look at them. They're slow. They look like logs. And it's like, why do you think they look like logs? Like, what do you think? That's a dinosaur. Why do you think that thing is made to look like a log for 65 million years?
Yeah, I'm never going to Florida, like, ever. Like, the amount of, like, oh, look, they're in my swimming pool. I'm like, hell no. Look at the size of that thing. And it's just sat on the bottom of your janky swimming pool looking the same as the bottom of your janky swimming pool. Mm. Like, you just saw its eyes move. That's how you knew it was there. Terrifying.
Florida has alligators, which, unlike crocodiles, they're just dumb as shit. They're just idiots. Yeah. They're sea puppies.
You can tap them on the nose. Hey, fuck you. Hey, fuck you. Hey, fuck
and
you.
And they have, good news is they also have fascism now. So Florida's getting even better by the day.
It's even better.
Those fascist alligators, I mean, come on. What are they doing? Just a couple of right-wing alligators.
All right. We're good. Let's do a few more of these.
Yes.
Okay.
But we should say the Everglades run on time. Sorry.
What is it that lives in the winter, dies in the summer, and grows with its roots upward?
Bears.
Santa?
No,
is
Aaron.
Is one of those right? Is Aaron. Either one of those right or the combination right?
No. Mm-hmm.
Grows in the winter,
dies in the summer. And what was the last part? Roots up?
And grows roots up, with its roots upward.
Wait, Aaron, is this icicles?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Couldn't it also be humans? Because don't our roots grow upwards?
What do you mean our roots, buddy?
What?
Hair?
Oh.
When someone dyes their hair, you say their roots are showing, and it's always upwards.
No, you don't. You don't say their roots are showing when they dye their hair.
Well, then I owe Mark McGrath an apology.
Sure. That's good. I do like hair. I like the human angle on that one as well.
Mm. I do want to see a scene. JPC, Jasper, and Aaron, the three of you are icicles. It is slowly becoming or quickly becoming summer or spring, I guess would be the more appropriate season.
Great.
And the three of you are slowly kind of withering away, and you're trying to kind of tick off your bucket list before you melt away.
Oh. I really want to sing a song. I'd love to sing a song.
Kyle,
just like a sweet little
you know, like operatic song, you know, like a haunting boy song.
Kyle, it does not count as a bucket list. You sing every day. Please, Kyle, do not sing. Everyone is begging you not to sing, Kyle.
Kyle, I'm going to be alive for another Levo. Here it goes.
Getting shorter every day. Because the
Are you crying or sweating?
The fact that you can't tell the difference is exactly why we shouldn't be friends anymore.
Well, we're all not going to be friends. We're all going to be puddles on the ground, okay?
What?
Can I say something?
This is my first summer. What do you mean?
This is just me. This is just me being honest. I kind of hate how fucking good I look right now. Like, I know I'm on the way out, and it sucks, but this is maybe the best. I mean, I feel good.
That's toxic.
I feel like I'm glistening.
He does have a good girth, though. He's a good girth.
Yeah.
I'm girthy, I'm glowing, I'm glistening. Like, this is me. Yeah. I feel like me.
The sun is hitting you just right.
I know!
Just
on my
right.
good icicle side.
Mm. Kyle, Caleb, I know I give you both a hard time, but what if we decide to meet back
Sabrina?
Up here next year?
Okay.
And become icicles in the very same roof. What do you say?
Yo, that's really
cool. I mean, I would love to.
I'm going
to
spend the whole of summer finding new songs to sing. Like, so many new songs. And
okay, I'll be busy
sing.
Next winter.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be busy next winter.
Same. Fantastic. JPC, we absolutely need a new tank top in the merch store that says, I'm glowing, I'm girthy, I'm glistening.
Cover girl.
I just had this thought. I had this thought of like an icicle, and like when it melts,
the ice in your walk. I love it. Yeah. Okay.
It goes into the ground. It like goes into like a river. Goes into a cloud, and then like they all meet back together next winter, and they're like, "How is everyone's summer?" And it's like, "Oh my god, I went to Spain. Like, how'd you get to Spain?
Precipitation."
Precipitation.
Oh my god, I was drank. It was traumatic. The inside of the human body is disgusting. Okay. One more, two more.
Suppose,
I don't get this one. I don't know what it's all about, but we're going to
read
it.
These are my favorite kind of riddles.
Suppose there was a cat in each corner of the room.
Okay.
A cat sitting opposite each cat, a cat looking at each cat, and a cat sitting on each cat's tail. How many cats would there be? Fuck y'all. Good luck.
What?
And one cat eating chips looking at the other cats going, meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. Suppose there was a cat in each corner of the room.
Okay.
A cat sitting opposite each cat, a cat looking at each cat, and a cat sitting on each cat's tail. How many cats would there be?
Four cats.
You got it.
There's four cats. They're all sat on their own tail. They're all sat on their own tails. They're all looking at each other. They're all four cats. Boom. Mic drop. Let's go.
Jasper.
Incredible.
What the fuck?
Let's go.
Fuck?
Another one.
You're
Bring it on.
A ringer.
Let's go. I told you. It's 10
Jasper,
seconds or nothing. I told you.
You called your shot at the beginning of the episode. I've never seen a shot called that successfully in all of my years.
I told you. It's either clicking or it's not.
Jasper, we do have to... Legally, we have to make you a full-time host now. You are Jasper the Friendly Host. That's a fun little nickname
we
just gave you.
Let's go. I'll get my agent to contact you. Let's go. I'm down. Let's go. This is a friendly time zone for me. I'm not normally doing stuff at 20 to 11 at night. You know what I mean? So
it's an honor that you decided to do this.
I truly have to say, full stop real quick. I truly, no hyperbole, I truly have to say, from any guest we've ever had and from the three of us hosts, that was the most impressive solve I've ever seen on this show.
Yeah. Never seen
I completely
better
agree.
Solve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely
We'll send you an award
you.
In the mail.
How did you get my address? Please delete that.
Shut up. We don't know. Shut up.
No, you said you were an hour outside of Manchester and also by like a dress barn or something. I was paying attention. I'm on my machine trying to find it.
And now I have your longitude and latitude.
You said you're getting married in a dress barn, right? With chandeliers?
Yes.
All right, we're going to do one more.
Take us home, Aaron.
Perfect. Take us home.
Do it.
Aaron, take us home. We're bored.
No,
Aaron, are we there yet?
And you will listen to the good lady reading the riddles.
I hate your...
Listen to the good lady. Come on. I'm with you, Aaron. I'm listening.
Thank you. God, it is so nice to have one person here that likes and respects me. Isn't it nice, guys? Adel, isn't it nice to have someone here
that likes
and respects me?
Yeah, it's normally
zero because another woman eating
Adel, Aaron, and JPC don't do that. So.
No, I'm really mean to both of them, and I feel bad about it sometimes.
It's nice to have one person here that likes and respects me, I say to no one.
Casey gives a thumbs up in the chat.
straight in with the like going for you, JPC, for like no reason.
Yeah, you got the vibe.
You got
entirely
it right.
No reason. Yeah. So I apologize.
You said on the first day of prison.
His face.
Yeah, I apologize, but if you could stop talking, that would be great. Like that'd be sweet.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay. What is the best thing to make in a hurry?
Time?
A mess.
Makeup.
You're
makeup
on
time?
The right track.
Oh.
What was the best thing to make in a hurry? I guess Rice Krispie treats.
No, easy. Addle, yes, technically
popcorn.
Correct, but no. No.
What is the best thing to make in a hurry? Make waste. Make.
You were. Oh. Ooh.
Make up.
No,
make,
you. I thought you had it for a second, but I.
Waste.
Make waste.
Waste.
Make.
Waste not what not. Make haste.
Not waste.
Make haste. Make haste.
Yeah.
Haste.
Of course,
nice.
Haste is short for Hastings Pudding, which is a club at Harvard.
Wow. It's been a while since we got a riddle because you got the rhyme. You got a rhyming word correct, yeah. And then you worked backwards from the rhyme.
Appropriate with
good.
A British guest.
Yep.
Yeah. Because we learned Cockney rhyming slang last time we had a British.
We know
British.
All
hey,
about Cockney rhyming slang now.
There we go. Up the old apples and pears. Love it.
Stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, stairs, nice. Stairs, that was like stairs. One of the only ones that just like came to my head. I was like, oh, God, what have I got? Truly, though, Cockney rhyming slang is anything. Like, yeah. I've known a couple of, like, true Cockneys before, and I'm like, oh, it's just anything that you can think of that rhymes. There is no, like, set, like, other than, like, apples and pears, that's the only ones I've heard, like, consistently. Otherwise, they just make it up. I'm convinced they just make it up.
We did an episode where we did Cockney rhyming slang that we had to try to guess, and one of our patrons, they were like, you guys said this on the show, and it means this. And the person who did the Cockney rhyming slang was like, I've actually never heard that before, but everything is everything.
Everything
too,
is
like
a soup. So, yeah,
possibly. That's so funny.
Jesper, thank you so, so much for coming on. This was an absolute delight. Do you have anything that you would like to plug for our listeners?
Well, just thank you so much for having me. This has been a complete blast. It was lovely to do this. So, what would I like to plug? I guess I'd like to plug Three Black Halflings. That's the main podcast that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing some others as well at the moment. I'm on a show called Games and Feelings, which is all about navigating your feelings when playing games, because there's no instruction manual for your feels
when you
play the games.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also doing, starting as a host on the Performance Capture podcast, which is all about how to get into video game acting and kind of demystifying all the weird dots and cameras and things that are on your face. I think other than that, just like, if you want to follow me, you can. I'm at JW_Cartwright. I've got some really cool stuff coming up, which I'm so excited to shout about, but I can't because it's all freaking NDA'd at the moment. And I'm like, come on, please, killing me over here.
That NDA wedding in 7 weeks.
Yep, yeah, that huge NDA wedding. The address is, no, wow, that would be playing with fire. genuinely such a pleasure to be here. I feel honored to have been in Adel and Aaron, your presence. It's been great.
There's actually a cream that you can take if you've been in my presence.
You're actually entitled to some compensation.
Have you been in the presence of a JPC? Call the number at the bottom of the screen.
You might have mesothelioma. Aaron, anything you'd like to plug?
Well, I'd like to plug sitcom D&D. Jesper, we haven't talked about this, but technically you are slotted to be on season 3 of sitcom D&D.
Yes, I am. Let's make that happen.
Be in the second half of the season.
Wait, how have you never talked about it, but it's happening?
You don't know.
Kind of like connections, people putting emails in, and then people being busy, and then getting to reply to emails. Not me.
That's the long answer. The short answer
is
the internet.
JPC, shut up.
Yeah, the internet. Yeah. The internet.
That I think is going to be really, really fun. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Yeah.
And I think we picked fun characters for you, so that'll be great. And that's all to plug for me. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, please check out Magic Tavern. I think we just hit our 8-year anniversary.
Holy shit.
Having some fun.
Wow.
Aaron was on our 8-year anniversary. Aaron and Steve Olteen is Tom Blaine Belleroth. And Olivia's last name.
Nielsen.
Oh, Nielsen, thank you so much. I wanted to say Coleman, and then I'm like, nope, that's one of my favorite actresses.
But big gift. Huge gift.
Huge, yeah, we're impressive.
Unbelievable. Oscar winner. Also, please check out my new game show podcast, Tell Me About It, by Multitude, produced by Multitude, and also co-starring Eric Silver.
Hey, Multitude. We're Multitude buddies. Games of Feelings is Multitude. Yeah, I did it with Eric.
Oh, hell yeah.
And me and Eric literally co-host that show.
That's incredible. I did not
know
that.
Okay, so we need
more. What doesn't this guy co-host?
Well,
we
Jasper, then you
co-host
have to
together. Me and
yes,
you,
yes,
to
please.
Complete like the trifecta
the
of, yep. You know what I mean?
We'll,
like the,
we'll do a podcast prank calling JPC daily.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Just to wind up spaghetti and be like,
it'll be
make
called,
his life hard.
It'll be called, why doesn't this guy have feelings?
Jasper, we'll have to have you on. Tell me about it sometime.
Yes.
Talking about
we'll have
you on
Games
of
Feelings. Let's
yes,
yeah,
please.
Let's do it. There we go.
JPC, I don't know. What do you want to do?
When this episode comes out, it'll be this weekend, so it'll be Saturday the 11th. I am doing I'll say it right now, I'm doing probably a 12-hour stream. It's a fundraiser stream, raising money for my older brother's city council run. So he is trying to become a city councilor in Indianapolis, and if you live in Indianapolis, you can vote for him, but if you don't live in Indianapolis, you can help raise money for his campaign. That is twitch.tv/sharkbarkman, Saturday, March 11th. Starting probably around 10 a.m. Central Time. So come, hang out, throw some money at us. There will be some incentives for you to give away your money that I'm not too excited about. But you should still join. And Adel and Aaron will be there for at least part of it. So you'll probably see them.
Mm-hmm. Woo! If you need someone for like the small hours, let me know because I'll be.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a normal time for me.
I should have.
Like,
I should have decided. Yeah, I should have had like UK people for the wee hours. Damn.
That's we just did that with HeadGum. It did actually go terribly because they couldn't hear. We couldn't hear them in the studio, but the people at home could hear everyone. And we tried to run a game of D&D, and it was 13 hours into the Jeff's 24-hour live stream.
That was so funny.
And he was just like, "What's going on?" It was a interesting experience.
I will say that I followed a lot of that on social media, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a wild time.
Two quick questions. One, JPC, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the current city council official in Indianapolis, isn't that a pigeon with two heads?
Well, it's one pigeon, but he has a coin with a head outside and then a side scratched out, and he flips it in order to make his decisions.
Gotcha.
Nasty bit of business, that pigeon.
And then, Aaron, rumor is that this pigeon is from somewhere outside of Earth.
Ooh, I think that pigeon with two heads when one of them's a coin is from Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Jasper, come back anytime.
Yay!
Sorry, Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Maples and Leafs. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We do more public access TV shows, but this time they're coming from the land of Canada. You can listen to that and the entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum podcast.